Okay, I'm done. It's your turn.
What? You're declaring war on me?
Oh no, you're going to score so many points. I didn't even see you research those tanks last turn. I should have been paying more attention. I was just so focused on what I was doing. Well, I guess you win then. But I think I can claim a moral victory. I mean, all your civilization is good at is shooting people and running things over with your stupid tanks. While we are over here doing actual cultural stuff like listening to operas and films with subtitles and inventing computers. We are the best. I still had fun anyway. I always like spending time with you. No, really, I'm being serious. Yeah, I can be serious sometimes. And you're lucky that I put up with all your teasing, you know. If it wasn't for me, you probably wouldn't have anyone to hang out with at all. I mean, now that everyone is in our group has started dating or working or are focusing on studying, but I'm glad we can still make time for each other. I think that's important. You're a really good friend to me. You know, there is actually something I've been meaning to talk to you about. And I've been thinking about this for a while, but there's never been a good time, so I'm just going to go ahead and do it now. I think so, anyway. It's as good a time as any, I suppose, but it's a little bit embarrassing, I guess. So maybe we could each just find somewhere to lie on our backs with some of those cushions under our heads, like we do sometimes when we're just chilling out and talking near to each other, but not too close. Okay, good. It feels easier to talk this way. I can just concentrate on exactly what I want to say without worrying about getting embarrassed and having you looking at me. No, nothing's wrong. Don't worry. I just want you to listen carefully to everything I have to say. And then you can tell me what you think, okay? Can you do that for me? Perfect. Thank you. So basically, I think we should, I think you and me, you know, we spend so much time together, and I kind of think we should try being something more, like getting a bit closer, you know, to see if we could maybe boyfriend and girlfriend, going on a proper date and stuff. Wait, shh, no, shh, don't say anything yet. Please, I promise I'll make more sense now that I've managed to stammer that out. No, look, I came prepared. Yeah, I made a list of reasons. You know me. When I do something, I do it right. Maybe I'll also add that one to the list. Always prepared with documentations. No, I'm not applying for a job. Don't tease me. Well, I guess you're right. It's a little bit like that. I've just been thinking about this a lot, and I'm serious about it. So I want to make sure I remember to say all the things I want to say before you tell me what you think. So, first reason is kind of simple, I guess. Like, there's been some girls who have been asking me, you know, if I would go out with them and stuff. And I do want to be going out with someone, but for some reason, even though I like those girls, I always said no. And at first, I didn't know why I was saying no, but when I started thinking about it, you were always in my head. Like, it felt wrong to be with somebody else. Like, I was cheating on you somehow. I realized that whenever I imagined what I would like to do on a date, it was always you there with me in my mind. And it felt right. It just felt natural. Okay. Reason number two. So since we already know each other really well, we can go out on fun dates and not have to waste time getting to know each other. We can just have a good time and we don't have to be afraid that we'll end up not liking the other person. Because I'm pretty sure I like you and I hope you feel the same way about me. Like, to me, what we have feels like something special that everyone else is missing out on. We're good together, and I know dating can change things, but I don't think it will for us. We would still be friends like we are now, just a little bit more. And, well, that concludes reason number two. So for this last one, I need to sit up and lean in closer to your ear, okay? I'm going to whisper in a kind of sexy way. Yeah. See, it says here, be sexy. No. You are not allowed to laugh at me. That should be mean. Just listen. So, I'm going to lean in close to you like this. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. My lips are almost touching your ear. Can you feel my breath? I'm so close. I like being near to you. Now, listen. Just pay attention to my voice. I've been thinking about you, not like a friend, more like the kind of thoughts I have when I'm touching myself. No, don't say anything. This is embarrassing, so it's easier if you just listen and keep your eyes closed. I just want you to be the one who gets to kiss me, not anyone else. And not just kiss me on my lips, but on my skin, my body, even, you know, there, between my legs, down in my chest. Maybe it sounds silly, but that's what I want. That's what makes me feel good when I touch myself, to think about the things I want you to do to me and the sounds I make when I do. Well, I think you'd like them. My breathing gets heavy and shaky, a bit like this right now, and I can't help but move, and I want you to hear that, I really do, because those sounds are for you. You are the one giving that pleasure to me, and I want to share it with you, and let you do that to me if you like, you know, to kiss me and touch me and stuff. There's a lot of things I'd let you do because I trust you. And I won't put any pressure on you. You can do things exactly how you want to and I'll be happy. Like, I don't know, maybe you like to take things kind of slow and sweet and gentle, or maybe you prefer things exciting, harder, faster. You can try things out with me and I think we'll have fun. We don't have to pretend to know everything yet. We can experiment because I think we're just comfortable with each other, you know. I don't feel any anxiety or pressure about you. I know you, I want you, and well, that's it. That's really all I wanted to say. There's something you need to tell me? Oh, okay. That doesn't sound good. Fine, sit up. I'm listening. Just tell me. What? That guy? That guy? You... God damn it. You made me go through all that. And now you tell me you like someone else. What's wrong with you? And him? Really him? Are you fucking serious? You know? Wait. Why are you crying like that? I hate you. I hate you sometimes, you know? Seriously, that was just mean. I'm still kind of angry right now. You know? So be careful, lady. But that kiss, well, that was pretty good. So I'll let you off this time. What? You wanna ask me something? Okay, I'm listening. Well, yes, of course, I'll go out with you, dummy. I thought that was implied by the way you just kissed me. Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't just stop smiling even though I'm still a little bit mad at you for playing with my emotions like that. Yes, I can see how funny it was for you. And yes, I probably would have done exactly the same thing to you, but still, you are the one who did it, so I get to make you feel guilty about it. No, shut up and kiss me again, please. Your lips are so soft.